Flying in an airship back to Europe was definitely something Valerie never thought she would be doing. Yet here she was on just such a ship, with some of her closest friends. Their mission: to bring a boy back to his family and see what they could do about a group of bandits who had been taking people from their homes and collaborating with the pirates of Toro. This trip was infinitely more glorious than the journey that had brought her to New York. Every time she passed the cargo hold, she remembered hiding behind crates in that other ship with Sandra. That's where they had met Diego, the werecat who had since stolen Sandra's heart. Soon they would be a family, and Sandra had threatened Valerie with death if she missed the baby's birth. She planned on returning eventually, but it wasn't like she could rely on plans in this crazy world. This time she occupied the captain's quarters. Captain Reams had insisted. Cammy and Royland had come too, and were taking care of the boy, Christoph, but were on the other ship, captained by William. Reams was still welcome in his own quarters, of course, and at the moment was sitting at the desk while Valerie etched a map into the bulkhead with her vampire claws. She could have used a blade, sure, but the exercise would have dulled the blade. With Michael's power surging through her, those claws were damn powerful.
"So you're suggesting we go north of the island?"
the captain asked, pointing to the section she had just carved. She took a step back, looking it over. She had created a map that showed the coast of America and Canada, including her best estimate of where New York, Prince Edward Island, and the Golden City were. She had also made little marks further to the left to indicate Cleveland and Chicago, but didn't bother making sure the distance was to scale. Then there was the ocean. She remembered sailing to America from France, and Reams had made a couple of journeys to Spain in his time, so they had jointly been able to piece that area together. But everything north of France was conjecture. They knew there was land north of France because they had both seen it on their travels. And she had met people who had made their way across the water, immigrants from England, Scotland, and Ireland, so she assumed those countries still existed. She wrote those three on the landmass, but had no idea how large they were, or exactly where. They were currently over an island north of where she guessed the land once known as the United Kingdom had been. An initial push to the north to avoid a storm before heading east had brought them here. So far, the journey had taken them 2 days. 2 days of sailing smoothly through the skies. 2 days of sailors telling stories and singing songs. There had even been a bit of dancing one evening. She had been quite surprised at the pipes on the man named William. That boy loved to sing. It was nice because that wasn't something she heard much of. She certainly hadn't with the vampires of old France, except for one night when she had gone out, watched a family, and wished she had that feeling with someone. Then Sandra had come along, and she suddenly did have a family, in a way. "The island below us could be small or damn huge. I'm just not sure." She used the nail on her index finger to make a large X northeast of the island. "And to my understanding, our destination is somewhere over here, in a land once called Norway." Someone knocked on the door. "Enter," Valerie called. Martha came in, her face pale. She had been a pirate of sorts, sailing and working in the open air. That exposure had given her skin a tanned, leathery quality, so pale on her was saying something. "What the hell's going on out there that'd make you look like a ghost?" Valerie asked. "Storm," Martha replied tersely, glancing at Reams. Valerie turned to him now, too. "Isn't it your job to steer us clear of storms?"
"My job is to get us to X on that map."
He stood, putting on his leather vest and a broad captain's hat.
"The crew needs to warn me of storms before it's too late, so that I can get us through. I hope that's what is happening here."
Martha gave him an apologetic shrug. "The crew isn't used to the skies this far east. I mean, really the best crews, the ones that normally went out this way, they were all with the prince, and likely died with the prince. We're sailing with the best we've got, but that ain't saying much."
"Spare me the excuses,"
Reams snapped, moving toward the door.